Okay, so we're on the file of days. Right? Continuing in the issue about Lo Yarba Lo Susan. That the king isn't allowed to have too many horses. Okay? So there's a flow in the Gemara. So at first, the Gemara's Havamina was that you can't even have for the kingdom. The kingdom, that is, the kingdom is his cavalry, has to be minimalistic. Right? In other words, you can't, either you have to say it means you simply can't even have extras, like replacements, backups, or it means no, you could do that, but you can't just have a large cavalry for the sake of making, the army seem like a powerful army. Right? You might think that. But it tells you that's not true. The issue is, we are below Susa. You can't aggrandize himself through revoices. So it's personalized, personal horses, which is the problem. The army of Klal Yisrael could be a cavalry, could be a big cavalry. That's no problem. Problem is to build up the self through the Ribbo Susa. It's not the Maisa of the Ribbo Sus itself, which is Aser, but it's the Ribbo Sus as a vehicle of building himself up. It's the Yarba Lo Susa. It's utilizing the Ribbo Sus to build himself up. So if the Susim don't aren't his, but they're part of the cavalry, for the sake of the kingdom, the cavalry somehow. So then, that's okay. All right, that's okay. Then it says, okay. So why does it say Susim? It says Susim. Plural, we said, teaches that the Isser is, and where it says it's sus batal, sus habatlanim, which means extra horses. It means it's a sus that's batal, that's never used. The idea is when you have many horses, right, you have like a horse collection, and you can have horses that aren't even used. What's the point of them? Just for the sake of having many horses. So that's the idea of a sus batal. That the Isser is to have sus potato. Susim batlanim, horses which have no practical usage, please sit there and build, participate in your collection. That's the Esau. Again, this is assuming it's for himself. It's only an Esau to be Susim batalim. Okay, and that's learned from seemingly from the Susim, which is plural, that it's like generally plural, it means it's a collection. You can't have an extra horse collection. So, the Mara says, and this is what we're up to. So you might say you could have one extra horse, because it says Lo Yarba Lo Susim. Susim sounds like it means that it's plural, but one extra horse, maybe that's okay. So the Gemara says, no. It says Laman Harbo Sus, right? Which means even to have a singular extra horse. Is the problem, right? Even one horse is a problem. The question, I guess, is what's the Havamina's Maskana, right? Why would I think that it's only us or to have multiple horses? And what's the new idea that's saying is that it's us or even to have one extra horse. Yes, yeah, so Gersh is saying, I'm going to adjust what you said a little bit, Gersh, and we'll get back to, you'll see why in a little bit, but the saying is that the Havamina is, the Isser is to have like a horse collection. Right? This idea is like is a collection of horses. One extra horse isn't a collection of horses. It's just one horse. Right, like I guess one horse is a collectible if you have one of them, but that's not a collection. So there's a phenomenon of a person, in order to make himself great, he has a horse collection. But that's again, that's not just an extra. Again, horses are practical, practical. And then one extra horse is just to get an extra horse. But the Hamid, if it just said that lo yarba lo susim, it would mean it's answering the phenomenon of horse collection. And that demands at least two. But when it says lo l'man harbo sus, it's not answering the entity of a horse collection. What it's saying is you can't have like a unnecessary horse, collectible. Horses aren't, he's not allowed to have a collectible. It's like this, the cheftza of the horse, which is batel, is the yeser of a horse collection. It's not saying that it's not necessary. It's true, there is a phenomenon of horse collection when he has multiple horses, but it's not demanding that for the yeser. The yeser is saying is simply he's not allowed to have a horse as a collectible. Collectible, as horse as a collectible is to a form of bringing up yourself. And you're not allowed to have that. It's not a whole collection, okay? But it's not, it's ossered in the phenomenon of a horse as a collectible. Even just one. Then the Gemara says, so once you tell me that even one horse is osser on harba sus, so why does it say susim? Right? The problem is it says one plus says sus and the other plus says susim. So is it singular or plural? Right? So this says the sif, it only said, it said sus to show you even one is osser. Fine, so then just say sus. Why does it say in the other pasuk susim? More answers. The first one learned is sus, the fifth, the wide line. So since you see even one horse as batel you're over susim lamali. So why does it say susim? Plural. Lav or belosa say al kol sus besus. So you're over on a losa say for each and every horse. If it just said lo l'man harbo sus, you'd say it's one horse, 100 horses. It's one eser.
Yeah.
Be sus. Right? But since it says l'man susim, plural, it's implying that there's something worse about more than one. And you're violating it. Each and every horse is, in further violation.
That's usually how it works.
Okay, so maybe there's different ways to say it. That's what I'm trying to sort through the different ways of saying it. But maybe like this, I'm not sure if it's the best way, but there's one way to say it. Like there's a state of collecting horses, a state of being a horse. Like, I guess you're saying you're being a horse collector. You can't be a horse collector. Sort of state, right? State of a person who has extra horses. Once you have extra horses, that's a question of many have any or one, whatever. Point is, there's a din of you can't be a marvisus. You can't have a state of being marvisus. It means your horses have to be functional, and you can't be a person with non-functional horses. So I don't care if you have one or you have 100. Point is that you have to have a certain state of a functional horse guy or a collecting horse guy, right? And once you have even one or 100, you're a guy with a horse collection. You're that type of a guy, and the king's not allowed to be that kind of a guy. King has to be a guy whose horses are functional, not a guy whose horses are extravagance.
Yeah.
Right? So if you look at it as a state, the state only is like binary. You can't take on that state. Once you took on the state is the state. But the maskana is it's not an isra of a state. It's an isra of maisa. It's an isra of a maisa of marbasos. Now, your marvis is the first one you take, now your marvis again, and your marvis even more, and your marvis even more. Each extra horse, each horse which you take, which is not necessary, is like a maisa being marvis us. So it's like, again, so I guess that's what you're saying. It's like if it's a state, if the isser is to create a state, the state is binary, it's on or off. But if it's an isser which of a certain quality of an action, of increase, an action of increasing horses, so then you could increase it once, increase it again. Each time you get a sus batel, you're doing that action. So if it just said le'er l'man harba sus, it means you can't be marvisus. It's like the entity of marvisus. But susim is showing you it's extra. It's showing you that it's the type of formulation that lends itself to multiple violations. Even in the framing of the maisa, you could have said the maisa is to take an extra horse. Or you could say the maisa is to, to make, I guess, to collect, make a, making a horse collection. I don't know, I'm not sure how that's that thing. Hold on a second. So again, our first Havmina was, again, you may have thought that you're only over if you have two extras. Right? So that we were saying is, the Isser, you would have thought that the Isser is to have a collection. And one isn't a collection. Right? Mashmallah, no, that's not true. So not only an Isser to have a collection, it's simply to collect. Right? So you don't have to have a collection, just one extra. Is a collectible, you're collecting. Doesn't, you don't have to have an entity of a collection. An entity of a collection, one isn't enough to say a collection. It's not called a small collection.
One extra.
An extra. But if the action is like a maisa of collecting ores or whatever, so it's collecting ores, can't have it, whether you call it a maisa or a chav, whatever, but you can't collect ores, so it doesn't matter that it's even one ores.
On the chavtsa.
Yeah, it's on the chavtsa, or on the gavra, on the maisa. Whatever. The point is, it's not, it's more negation of the idea of a collection. No isser to have a collection. A collection has to be more than one. I think that's not the idea. It's not an isser to have a collection. It's an isser to collect. So now, that's the first Havmina. But now that we know you're even violating with one, but that could be because it's a state in the Gavra that you're a collector, in which case, even if you have one, if you have 100, it's the same state. Right. Or you could say, no, it's then in the mice of collecting. There's two ways to go within that. You could say one is the mice of collecting, because you collect one. Or it could be it's you can be a collector, and once you even collect one, you're a collector. Right. So it rejected the idea of having a collection. That would have been two. But now within the idea that you even one, it could be it's necessary to be a collector, in which case once you have one, once you have 100, you're still a collector. Or you could say, no, it's the mice of collecting. And the maisa of collecting is every single one is a further expression of the same maisa. You're repeating the maisa over and over again.
Oh, this is more narrow.
Yeah, I guess there's two ways to say it. I'm formulating one over. There's two ways to go. The final maskana is it is to do a maisa of collecting, and then if you have 10 extras, each time you do it, buy a new one, it's a maisa of collecting. Or is it like you can't have a chafza of a collectible horse? In which case, there's 10 chafzas, there's 10 chafzas of collectible horse. Each chafza is like new. Right. To me, it's like the way it's formulating it is lo yarbelo. It's like a mice. But you could formulate it that way. The point is in chafta, they would have the same result. Okay, fine.
Is having.
Yeah, I'm just saying an afmina would be is if you have, let's say, two horses, and because you ride around often and you switch off, and then all of a sudden you get injured, and now you only ride when it's mare and it's not necessary. So now you're only using one of them. So if you look at it as this, then the other one becomes like a collectible. If you say it's an Isser and Lechafza, then look, now it becomes also, you're going to have to get rid of it. But if you say it's an Isser of like Maisa of collecting horses, it's not a Maisa of collecting horses, there's no, I don't have to get rid of it. I got it, it was a necessary horse.
Right.
Now, I'm not doing any Maisa now.
Right.
So it's not clear. I mean, the Rambam says in post it, lo yarva lo susum, elegade makata. You can't increase horses, but for your chariot. I feel it's or for your whatever you're riding. I feel it's just had pun ugly as well as the fun of the show to show off. Also, even one extra horse just run in front of you, like other kings do, is also in Hosef. And if you increase, Loka. So, I mean, definitely only get Malkus for the Maisa. I mean, even if you're saying it's true, it's in the Chavta, you're not getting Malkus for that. Malkus always needs a Maisa. The question is, though, you would be chayef to get rid of it. You know, if you don't, it's just passive. So it's passive.
Right. I mean, if you're not.
So let's go further. So now we're up to, and we, again, the further part of the Gemara now, we read it already yesterday. It was this kind of Gemara, it's a little bit out of order. So let's jump now to the Chesef Zav LeYarvela. Okay? The Chesef LeZav. Okay? So, Tan Rabban, the Chesef Zav LeYarvela. I'm sorry, the Chesef Zav LeYarvela. Right, so the two dots, like 10 lines into the Gemara.
Yes.
That was the Mishnah. You can't increase money, gold and silver, but to give to his workers. Okay? You can increase money to give to his workers, to his army, staff, his whatever. But you can't have more than that. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to analyze that. That's the line of the Mishnah. But it says, Tan Rabban, the chesef is of lo yarbelo. You might say he can't even have money to give to his staff. That which you want is going to question, how's that impossible? Talmud Lomar, lo. This was only to him. Lo in Omar. Omar, but he lived in Espana. He's not allowed to increase for himself, but he's allowed to increase in order to give to his staff. Okay, to give to his workers. So the Gemara says, time of the cause of Rahman, lo. The reason is because the Torah said lo. But if it didn't say lo, that he can't even he can't have money to give to his staff. I mean, how in the world could he function if he doesn't have money to pay anybody? Right? I mean, it's how this sounds crazy. Right? Or it says, no. Lo tzricha leharvacha. So no, lo is teaching you for extra. Does it mean Rashi?
More than what he used to expect.
That's a yeah, la rabacha. Shalolit samtsim. He doesn't have to be, I guess, stingy, if you will. Tight. I mean, starach lisko od chayalos. Rather, if he needs to hire extras, jemotze biyada, it'll be available in his hands. In other words, you might think that he's simply not allowed to have extra money. That means for himself or for the kingdom. Now, of course, he's allowed to have money to pay his staff, but could he have extra money? Could he have a cushion?
Backup.
Yeah, backup, a cushion to be able to pay his staff in case he needs extra. So you might think it says lo yarpa kesef. You can't have extra kesef. That's extra. So it just says no. Lo yarpa lo kesef. He can't have extra for himself. But money which he's having, extra money he's having for his staff, even if it's extra, that's okay. Not an isser of having extra. Right?
How much can he have for himself?
Havamina is, I think this is kind of the same as we did before. But the Havamina, the Torah is asering a maisa of harbos kasas, a maisa of having extra money. Doesn't matter whether it's you for you or for the kingdom. Point is, you're not allowed to have extra money, right? It's the difference who it's for. Point is, you can increase money. What's increase? Increase means more than you need. So what's the difference? It's for you or for the kingdom. Point is, there's an amount which is needed, and you can't be marba, right? It can't be marba. It's an isser being marba kasa. But the maskana is, no, it's not an isser of the maisa of being marba. It's an isser of building yourself up through arbos kasa. It's really it's an isser of law, similar to the horses. Isser of building up yourself through arbos kasa. But once it's for the kingdom, it's altogether, it's not law. It's not this. It's not the whole framework of this.
Right.
It's not saying, and this is what he said, it's not saying that the kingdom has to be, you know, exactly on budget or whatever. Not more nor less. They could have thought that. You could have said, look, no security.
Yeah.
Hashem will give you security. Right. You just have what you need and Hashem will give you security.
Right.
You know, that's not true. There's no halach like that. You're allowed to basically have extra. There's no isra on having the kingdom, having extra. The mitzvah of having extra per se, they're not.
Right. It's an administrative decision. You're right. Each king will have a different position idea, but is there really an extra, a necessary
Yeah, or extra. Even if you just want to build up a whole big treasury to show everybody, look how much money Israel has. Okay, that's also okay. But it's Isser of you. The person of the king has this. And the Torah goes after the person of the king. Is worried about him getting all full of himself and, you know, all arrogant. And therefore the Torah puts checks on that. And it's basically saying is the person of the king can't build himself up through money. Can't use his kingdom to build himself up by increasing horses or by increasing money. He could have what he needs. He can have horses that he needs to ride on. He can have money that he needs. But just to have a storehouse of money, or a, you know, whatever they call them, corral full of horses, is that the right word? Or a stable full of horses, that he can't do. He's not allowed to use this thing to build himself up. But it's really, it's an issue about the self. And the ma'is of harbos sus is like the method of building up the self. Or my harbos kasef is a method of building up the self. So even though it's just kind of a copy of the same sfar as we did by horses, but they're two different frameworks. Maybe you would have thought, and by horses, it's only answer for him. But by money, it's a sort of a maisa for anybody. You simply can't do a maisa riva kasa. That's to teach you by both of them. You need the word low by money and the word low by horses to show you that by both of them, it's only answer when it's low. So no iser when it's for the kingdom.
Okay, so
now the Gemara says like this. And now the Gemara says, Hashta de Amris, lo ledrasha. So now you tell me lo is teaching me something, both by the kasach and by the horses. Lo is teaching me a din that I wouldn't have known. So the word lo, you didn't need the word lo. And the fact that it said the word lo is teaching me something new, a chiddush. Namely, that it's only asur if he's doing it for himself, not if he's doing it for the kingdom. Right? If he's getting horses for his cavalry, or if he's getting money for the, you know, national treasury, that's okay. So now the Gemara says, given that's the case, lo yarbe lo nashim my darshis bay. What are you going to do with that? You can't increase wives for himself. Who else are the wives for, if not for himself? Right? You could say he's buying the horses for the cavalry. You could say he's getting the money for the treasury.
Yeah.
But the wives are his wives. Yeah. There's no two ways about it. It's not like he's just getting wives for the kingdom. The ways the wives are going to be married to somebody. So, of course, it's going to be low. So what should have just said? Lo yarbe nashim. What does that have to say? Lo yarbe lo nashim. Right? So I would have, Gemara's saying, like, I would have just let it slide. Low, yeah, low, whatever. But you see, he just made two drushas from the word low. So apparently you hold the word low is not necessary. It's could have just minimalistically take out the word low. And you may learn out new halachas. Well, then you can't have to be consistent. So what are you learning out by the wives? Right? Solid, right?
Yeah.
Gemara says, limute hegiotos. To exclude regular people, non-kings, Rashi, the mutarim laharbos nashim.
Oh, I see.
They're allowed to have many wives.
We have a special.
Yeah, we discussed this earlier. Yeah, yeah. This is where it's from. This is how it comes up. But you might say lo yarbe nashim. If it just said lo yarbe nashim, you'd say nobody's allowed to be marbosh. Now it's true. It says it by the king because maybe the king is the guy practically who's going to generally be doing it. But if it just said Le'er Nashim, you'd say it's really necessary for everybody. So it says Le'er below Nashim means it's only an Issa for him. But for other people to increase the Nashim, that's okay. So Chizkiah is asking, I'll get to you in a second, Sam. Chizkiah is asking, is there a Havamina that by the money or the horses, it would be Issa for a regular person to have extra money or extra horses? Why is that? It doesn't seem so. Because if so, now you need another law. So it seems like there's no Havamina that it's usher for a person to have a lot of money,
right,
or usher for a person to have a lot of horses.
Well,
it's only usher for a regular person to have a lot of wives. I mean, we'll get to this in a little bit. But, I mean, the basic answer they want to say is that there's no reason I would think that it would be usher for a regular person to have a lot of money. Like, the issue of having a lot of money is Shalol Yoram Levava or something. So the king is the king. And the Torah is saying is if he has a lot of money, he's going to get all haughty, fall full of himself. But a regular person, he's just a regular person. I mean, he may have a lot of money, but it doesn't mean he's going to get all haughty like that.
And he doesn't have the governmental power that the king
has. Right, right, right. And the horses, it says he shouldn't get extra horses because he'll bring the nation down to Mitzrayim. I mean, that's for the nation. That's if he's the king. But it's for an individual. It doesn't apply. But he says, but the wife... Yes, there is because lo yasir levava, can't have extra wives, and that will turn his lest it will turn his heart. So right. In theory, that's applicable to someone else also. Right? So that's why it's like the Ben Yona, the Ran, they would say that kind of an answer. That there's no the Havmina which exists by wives, which we have to explain the Havmina Skana, but the Havmina, there's reason to think that the Isra of Harbos Nashim having 18 wives more would apply to everybody. But there's no reason to think that those are naturally king Yisurim, the other ones. The wife one, you think would apply to anybody else. So we could try to think about that a little more. But let's see if we could define the Havmina Maskana here. Right? Why would I think that the Isser of Nashim, right, that the Isser of Nashim applies only to, even to everybody else? And what's the Maskana? It applies only to the king. Yes, the Havamina makes sense that the Torah is ushering it because many wives is me Mesir Lev, right?
Yeah.
having too many wives turns your heart. That's the Torah says. And it's reasonable. You have tons of wives. It's going to take all your energies towards your wives, and you're not going to be able to be devoted to the Hashem and whatever else, right?
That should be a concern for everyone.
Right, this is under everybody. So the Torah says no lawyer, but lo nasha. Right, so listen to this Rama. I think we read this once. But the Rama says, this is in Gimel Vav, v'chein lo yashat of menashim. You shouldn't be steeped with women. Afilo yisal ala achas. Even if he only has one wife, lo yamatzla yitzla tamen. Yashar tipshim, you shouldn't be with her too much, always, like other tipshim.
Right.
Shenemar, al titein la shecheilech, don't give your strength to women. Al hasaras libo be the Torah. The Torah is worried about turning his heart. Shenemar leis levavo. Shelibo hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael. His heart is the heart of all of Kahal Yisrael. Hu lefikach, and therefore, davko hakasav b'Torah yoser mishar ha'am. The Torah clings him to the Torah more than the rest of the nation. Shenemar kol yimei. Right, since he's the heart of all of Kal Yisrael, the Torah goes out of its way to attach him to the Torah more strongly than it does by other people. It's a chumrah, right? Okay, so how do you interpret that? Exactly. And the Torah is not, like, is it bad for a person's midos to have 18, 19 wives? Yes.
Yeah.
But the Torah is not ossering a bad midos. Right. The hot midos, that's what it's doing. And it's telling you why you can, because he's the one who's practically going to do it. But it's really us, or in the bad mitzvah. Right? Kamash Malana, the Torah is not us, bad mitzvah. Bad mitzvah, you want a bad mitzvah? Talk about it. It's up to you. That's perfection. Allah, whatever.
Right.
But the Torah is ossering by the king, because the king is the heart of Klal Yisrael. If his heart gets turned to women away from Torah, then it threatens the whole Klal. His connection to the Torah is vital for the whole connection of the Am to Torah. That's what Torah says. You have to carry on the Torah all the time. You have to. You see, Torah is very concerned about his heart. The heart, the king's in a special position in the nation, and therefore the Torah asers Ribo Nasha, because that's Asar Salev. So is it also have a bad midah? Not for other people, but for the king, the Torah does. So it's like, but again, according to Hamid, it's like an Isser Deos, right? According to Maskana, it's not an Isser Deos. It's really an Isser of the king. Now, it's within his Deos, but it's really an Isser in the Malchus. It's a check on the Gavra of the Melech, or in the Lev of Klal Yisrael. There's no sense, like, for example, Rav Yonasi had a lot of money. Like, there's no idea, there's no Havamina that it's also for a person to have a lot of money.
Right?
You can say it's also to have 19 wives. That I understand. You know how to take 19 wives. That is bad for you in terms of midos, you could say. Right. But having a lot of money, I mean, it depends how you use the money. It relates to the money.
I think it's the extra part.
The extra. But even extra money, you say, look, the extra money, you're going to take it and you're going to feed poor people or whatever. But extra money, wives, what?
Is it extra at that point?
Well,
I think this is talking specifically about, like...
Yeah, I guess so. But still, it's saying there's no havamina that... It's like that it's asr. It's always asring the midah of having more money than you need.
Right.
Well, that's saying is, that's already too much. There's no high mean like that. Oh. You can't have more money than you can say you can't have more than 18 wives, 19 wives for everybody. That's a midah which is going to turn your heart away.
Yeah.
But having more money than you need isn't turning your heart away. It's like the issur of the extra money is because of the king is in a state where he's vulnerable to feeling arrogant. The Torah checks him and says that you can't have extra. It's like a check.
Yeah.
Squeezing him tight and saying you gotta have, nothing extra. No extra money, no extra horses.
Yeah.
But the wives is a different thing. The wives is the many wives is like it turns your heart because it draws all your energy towards your wives. All you know. That's a special.
It makes sense thing, actually, because like
that's in theory you apply to anybody, but totally. Right. Like you could see, I don't know if you could conclude from here, but like it would follow from here as like it would be bad midah to have more than 18 months. So in the answer, it would be bad midah for anybody.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say it's bad midah for anybody to have extra money, more money than they need.
Right.
It depends. I mean, I don't know. It depends on how a person's using it, why he's doing it, whatever. But having more than 18 wives and saying that's bad, that turns the person's heart.
Right.
General. Stop here, and I guess we'll go next time. There's some guy I got to tell us about Shlomo Malach and Shlomo taking extra wives or whatever. Yeah. So maybe we'll do those next time, and then we'll keep moving. Then we get to the thing about having a Tzibur Torah for the king.